Welcome back to Free Marijuana Podcast. I am here with Tom Brookshire. He's the director of the Cannabis Industry Institute, which is a training platform for the cannabis business. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great. Thanks. Good to be here.
Well, Tom, we talked in our last episode about the need for training for employees, but you have found a whole other market that none of us thought of as far as selling and administering training platforms to. Who is that market? What is that market?
Yeah,
I've got my prepositions dangling or something.
Well, don't do it again.
Okay.
I think we're talking here about investors and people who are looking to get into this business. Cannabis is the fastest growing business in the United States and really on a global basis today. There's tremendous opportunities, whether you're an investor or you're just looking for a career. And it's also a very complicated business in a lot of ways. And
because they hear stories, right? We can make big money. Right?
Yeah.
Everyone's making money.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are making money. A lot of people are losing money, too. And the difference is their ability to really understand the industry and apply what skills or what capital they've got to it in a smart way, not just in a haphazard way. We can provide the training, the knowledge that'll mitigate that risk for them.
Well, one of the things you do is you set yourself up a bit as a neutral advisor, because if I'm an investor and I talk to a dispensary, they're going to tell me everything's great. If I talk to a bank, they might tell me everything's terrible. I mean, I don't know where I can get the truth just to find out what the core problems are.
Yeah, absolutely. Our role is to be independent, to be an independent voice, to provide good quality decisionable information, actionable information.
Decisionable. I think you made up that word. That's worse than who instead of what. Okay, decisionable, yes. So you're providing this information. So an investor could say, you know, before I spend $2 million, let me spend a couple of thousand or a couple of hundred and just see what the problems are.
Exactly. And you know, investors are really kind of looking at two different opportunities, I think, in the cannabis industry today. One is more of a passive investment where they would invest in a fund or something like that. Another investment is a direct investment where they're looking to maybe open their own dispensary or get a license to grow. And in both instances, it's a minefield if you're not fully knowledgeable about where you're going.
Well, we ran into a group of investors, and they felt that the bigger the grow, the more economies of scale they could take on. But if you get a little bit of mold in a 200,000 square foot grow, the whole grow comes down. And this is unusual in cannabis. This doesn't exist in other industries. If there's some bad tomatoes, you just get rid of the bad tomatoes. Is this the kind of thing you folks talk about in some of your platforms?
Yeah, it is, and that's a great example because it really is a complex business. There's a lot of things that are counterintuitive about it, whether it's on the production side or on the regulatory side. And without that knowledge, you are just a lamb among wolves.
Okay, so when we come back on our next episode, I'm going to ask Tom some trick questions.